quälet sig i mikvehet aboimsot. Mine is the macho. Mine is the macho. And then Gimulugin fell into it. So then the Takores Chachomim was that if you draw out milui vei, so then it's kosher. Even though when you draw out, let's say, what was at the very outset, how much did it have? It had 40 so minus imashu. So in other words, if you will draw out, and then you had gimulugi. So if you draw out 40 so the mikveh becomes kosher. Even though it's very, very likely that when you draw out the 40 so, so it's not the 40 so that the original mine should be, but the bulk of the 40 so that you draw out consists of other water of mitshomim that dropped in. But since it's a psul berabonon, so that's the takonas chacham. Mashiach came in the case of Mishneh Gimel of Beyoshu Moli Maimshuvim. Beyoshu Moli Maimshuvim. And so of course, if we say that where it's Kulishov, so it's the Reis Apostle, so we can very well understand the distinction. But the Raimid himself happens to hold that even Kulishov, he might be kosher mid Reise, as long as it wasn't an Ian of Mila Bikate, and as it was just Shoval de Kli, that's the Raimid Chite. And still the Raimid applies this requirement of so the answer is, even though both are psulim the Rabbanon, but they did not apply that kule that you can be machzor the mikveh in regard to a mikveh that has the psul of kulishov, because it's a different psul even though both are the Rabbanon, but it's different psul. Of course, according to Rishonim, that kulishov is raise, then we very well understand as to why the Chachamim were machmir in one case as against the other. Right, so that's one Lashon Raya. Now the other Lashon Raya is that means that we have to consider it 50-50. Even though, I mean, this is not accurate either. So it's again, because you cannot say, so he says, the reason as to why Milui Ve'ed is not enough, and Milui Ve'ed is only enough in the case of Gimuluki, but not in the case of Kulishov, because Milui Ve'ed would be enough even in the case of Kulishov, if the Mitzias had been that when you have water in a bayah, and then other water runs through it. If the Mitzias had been that when other water runs through it, so it pushes out the original water, then Milui Ve'ed would be enough. But the Mitzias is that when other water runs through the original water, so the water that comes out is a mixture of the two waters. So Mimele Milui Ve'ed is not enough. So why is it enough in regard to the case of Gimulugin? So there is a special kule. There is a special kule. But the Chachomim only apply the kule in connection with the case where it's Gimulugin, but not in connection with the case where it's Kulishov. And since Bimtias, when you have a 40 saw shuvi, and then you let 80 saw of the Meyamo run through it, so we do not say that the first 40 saw that comes outside, that must be the 40 saw, the original Manchuri. Because usually, when the new water runs through the old water, so the water that comes out is a mixture. So Mimele, the Takonis Chachomim was that we have to attribute 50-50, 50% to the Shuvim, and 50% to the Mayam. So in other words, so let's say if we start with 40 so mayim shuvim in the bayah, and then the Mayamo has 80 so, and the Mayamo has 80 so. So altogether now, when the 80 so, the Mayamo, come into the bayah, so together it has 120 so. And then 80 so runs out, for living 40 souls in the veil. So then we apportion it 50-50. So in other words, the 80 souls that come out are considered 50% of the 80 souls are from the Miyamo, and 40 of the 80 are of the Mayim Shuvim. So that means, so once, if you had 40 souls Mayim Shuvim in the Be'er, and then you allowed 80 souls of the Miyamo, and one through it, and then we apportion, and 80 souls is outside already, so then we apportion 50%, 40 of the 80 to the Mayim Shuvim. So that means that all the 40 that we are assuming, even though we know that it's not like this, but still our Bedin, we are entitled to assume like that, because it involves it. So that was the Takonis Chachonim. So Mimele, so once 80 saw, once through the Be'er, so then we say that 40 saw of this 80 that is outside represents the 40 saw Mayim Shuvim. So what kind of water is the 40 saw that is still remaining in the Be'er? That's the 40 saw of the Miyam. Why should we say that? Sometimes it is possible that way. So Mimele the Chachomim on this. But again, this is a tremendous kule vis-a-vis the first lotion. So you're not required to run through such an astronomical volume of water. But it's a big kule vis-a-vis the first lotion. But it's a chumre vis-a-vis milui veid. Because vis-a-vis milui veid, so you'll have to run through only 40 sot, that's all, not 80 sot. Here, yet, so why is it that in Mishnah Aleph you have to draw out just 40 sot, and here you have to draw out 80 sot? So again, because Mishnah Aleph is reference to the case, that involves the psul of Gimel Lugim Shuvim. Mashenke Mishnah Gimel has reference to the case that involves the psul of Kulishov, that's Mohammed. So this is the Atul Shemes in one Nuscha of the Raivet. And then, but there in another Nuscha of the Raivet, and Rabbi Yosef Kapach's text has just this Nuscha. In other words, this Nuscha with the Atul Shemes. So in other words, so according to the Nuscha in Rabbi Yosef Kapach's text, so in other words, there are two Shemes in the Raivet. But according to both Shemes in the Raivet, there is a fundamental distinction between the case of the psul of Gimel Lugim Shuvim and the case of Kulishov. But the Atul Shenes, what's the chumre of the case of Kulishov? Whether we have to apportion it proportionately or 50-50. Then there is another girse in other texts of the Rai of the Balanefesh that says that there is no difference between the case in Mishnah Aleph and the case of Mishnah Gimel. And the Raivet says, according to that Yosef, the Raivet says that the Pshat, in Be'er Shehu Moli Mayim Shuvim, Vo'amo Nechneses Le, V'yeitzen Menu Leilomu B'Fisulei, Ad She Yischashev Shalim Ishtayam Min Orishenim Shloi Shalugim. Al Yishtayam Min Orishenim Shloi Shalugim. So the Raivet says that it means Nui Leilomu. This is the exact meaning of Achi Yisrashi. Meruimei, it's Hainahak. Of course, then, if we accept the Girse, this Girse, that there is one motion in the Raivet, that there is no difference between the case of Gimel Lugim Shuvim and Kulishov, and in both, we apply the cloud of Meruimei, means it's ein hach. So then we have to say that in either case it involves only Ipsul Gravon. So then we can understand. But if, let's say, in one case it involves Ipsul Deraise, so why should it be the same thing? Now, according to the Raivet, so when it's Mila Bikatev, when it's Kulishov, through the Milu Bikatev, not through Kele, not through Milu Bikli, but through Milu Bikatev, so then it's possible that I say, so why should the same leniency, the same Kule that the Chachomim or Misakein apply to Kulishov al the Milu Bikatev? So it's possible, I don't know, I mean it's possible that according to that Gilsa in the Baal HaNefesh, when the Raivet says that Achi is Chashiv means the same thing as Meluye Ve'eid. So Mishneh Gimel also has reference to a case of Be'er Shehu Moleh Mayim Shuvim for Milu B'Kli, not to Milu B'Kav. But that is a Deichek. That is a Deichek after all. The Mishneh doesn't draw any distinction. So Nastam Itzmashma, it doesn't make any difference. Be'er Shehu Moleh Mayim Shuvim, period. Doesn't make any difference. Mayim Shuvim for Milu B'Kli or Mayim Shuvim for Milu B'Katev. In any case, he's Achi Yischashev. And Achi Yischashev is enough. Achi Yischashev is enough. So then we'll have to say, so the question is, how can Milu Ve'eid be mafkia ipsul deraise? Milu Ve'eid be mafkia ipsul deraise? We know that the Mitzias is that when new water runs through the old water, so it's not that the new water pushes out exclusively first the old water, but what comes out is a commingling, a mixture of the new water and the old water. So how can Milu Ve'eid be mafkia ipsul? So we'll have to say, because this whole halacha of chtichan asis mitzvah by mikvois, that certainly is only midrabanan. Midraise, there is no concept of chtichan asis mitzvah by mikvois. Midraise. So it seems the whole thing, the whole concept, that when gimulugim shuvim falls into it, so everything becomes shov. Everything becomes shov is a psalm in Rabbanon. And even, let's say, the Rishenim would say that Kuri Shov is posel midraise. So what does it mean, it's posel midraise? In other words, this water is posel. But that doesn't mean that if there is, let's say, a 60 saw and Chof Aleph saw, the rov of Mem saw, happens to be Shov, that midraise, all the water become contaminated. Midraise, so the mikveh is possible because the Chof Aleph saw. But let's say once the Chof Aleph saw come out, so then midraise is not possible. The other water that originally was not shov doesn't become shov midraise. That certainly is only psum d'rabanan. So it seems the whole concept that all the water becomes possible is only d'rabanan. So the Chachomim were at liberty to apply a certain code. Anyway, we have two gesoyes. Now let's see the regular text of the Baal HaNefesh. Shalomai. Pirishlishi, Shalomai. That's page 73 here. So he says as follows. Pirisha bechotem, vinofali seichei, dimulugim, leila mufritisulei, ache yeitse mimenu miluyevei. Pirish, מילי שיר המים שאו, מילי שיר המים שאו, ידבר הכלים שנופו, לשום גימולוגים השובים. ואידו במועד, כדי שישמעתו הגימולוגים כלשהם, וכי אין זה מוסוץ בתספטי מקרויס. ואף על פי שהמים הצופים, וייצים נבר, מרובים הם ייצים, the Messias is that it's a mixture that comes out, וכשייצו, וכשיוצו ממסו, יש בהם ממסו מן הרישנים שנפצעו, ויש בהם מן הקשרים הירים מסעי, So afilo hoche kishiyotsu nishon mem so veit kosher hoyu velo nimsu la machmas gimu lugi maim shuv al kocho veyo shuv moli maim shuv so first he explains mishnale gimu yave and then he proceeds to explain mishnah gimu so he says al kocho veyo shuv moli maim shuv vi amo nechneses veitse semenu leilo mu bipsu achi nischashiv shel nishtaya min orishenim gimu lugi nivei ki amo hazu mikshomim Avon, so that's a parenthetical statement. So he says that the Mishnah is reference to an Amor that has Mikshom. Because if it has Mayon, so then Mayon Kolchu can be Mitaya Bashoke, so there is no problem. So Kama Azu Mikshom, Avon, Imoyo, Mirarisom Mishaches na Mayon in Sok Lechash, Zua Piske Milamedes Awa Mishaino Kasha Berash. So Zua Piske, it means Mishne Gimel. Piskei has reference to Mishneh Gimel. Milamede esala v'sheinu al Mishnah. In other words, that Miluye Ve'eid and Achi Yischashi Shalom Yishtaya is Haina. V'im teima mitnei ma'al mishono v'mai v'kroshna zeh. Moreshah, if it's expressive of the same thing, how is it that there is a variance in the Russian? So why doesn't dass the Tane use we go event in both Mishnes or is Rashid in both Mishnes. How is it that in Mishnah Aleph he uses one expression and in Mishnah Gimel he uses another expression? If Mao Shalom Aleph was a silly fish, he knew Oma Belino, Ashi is Rashid. So in Ishtaya and Avishenim Gimel Ugin, how you know Emrim in Avishenim, show you some Trilo Tidam and Trilo. Lefichach Shonolo, Shinolo Haloshim Ishtaya. Umishtayim Lomadu, Kamayim Hayedim Vahreino, in Delkim is Avishenim, Matsik Mesilahut. In other words, so what does it mean? Kamayim hayodim v'achreino in dirchim esavishim matzim etachim. He doesn't mean that b'mtzias is always like that. B'mtzias, I mean, he cannot argue the mtzias. The mtzias is not like that. But he means, why would a chachomim make it? All right, because it involves the psuk v'rabonon. So the chachomim won't make it. But the rabonon is not hefker. So in other words, the chachomim won't make it in a matter that involves a question of the rabonon. Because sometimes it happens that way. So sometimes it does happen that way. Sometimes it all depends upon the pressure. With what force the Mayim Achreinim run over the Mayim Arishenim. In other words, if the Mayim Achreinim will run with great force over the Mayim Arishenim, so then they'll exert such a pressure upon the Mayim Arishenim that most of the Mayim Arishenim will run out first before the Mayim Achreinim. But suppose the Mayim Achreinim run smoothly over, not with a tremendous pressure, so the Mayim Achreinim will not come out mostly first. So because in certain situations it is like the Mitzias is like that, and it involves only a Psug Rabbanon, so Mimele the Chachomim apply a certain Kule, and we assume as if the Mayim Achreinim always push out the Mayim Arishenim. This is what he says. Alright. Now then he says, so in other words, according to this Nusre, there is only one cloud of Meluyevei, that's all, nothing else. The Nusre Acheres. Now, Be'er Shehu Mori Mayim Shuvu, the Amo Nechneses, Shehu Yishtayam in Arishenim Shloi Shavuti, Nire, Ki Amo Hazeis Mekshomim, Abun Moisom Namayim Itzor Lechashu, Mashma. So this is just that the reverse. Mashma Shahmayim Atsopim Vinitzim Mishom, Lunechavisom Klumin Orishenu, Mushachashavnu Piske Orishenu. In other words, Piske Orishenu means Mishnah. Elo if you hash bein Hamayi, Shahoyu Bibe, proportionately. But Hamayim Ayirdim Bisayche, Hemiates. Now comes the second version. Inam Mechzal Mechzal. מפני שהמים הירדים ריבי ובאחרינו קריבים מוציס יסר מן הרישי שהוי ביבי. So in other words, so in this Gerse he says just the opposite of what the Rebbe says in the first Gerse. The first Gerse says that it's very likely that the Mayim Achreinim push out first the Mayim Arishenim. So he says, no, שהמים הירדים ריבי ובאחרינו קריבים מוציס יסר מן הרישיינים שהוי ביבי. Is a machine of the It all depends upon the circumstances, how it flows. I mean, so because of that, so in other words, you can never know how much water came out of the Mayim Rishenim, how much water came out of the Mayim Achreinim. So the first Loshen says, the first Loshen assumes that there is perfect billet, in other words, uniform commingling of the Mayim Rishenim and Mayim Achreinim. So we have to apportion it proportionately. But then he says, no, but B'mtzias, there is no uniform commingling. If it had been still water in a certain place, so then you could have uniform commingling. But here the water of the Amo is in a state of flux all the time. So you couldn't have uniform commingling. So mainly, why should we consider it proportionately? But we have to consider it some way. I mean, how will we figure out? It's impossible to know. The exact ratio, because it's not constant, it varies. The ratio varies. So because of that, the Chachomim won't be saying that we should apportion it 50-50. Why 50-50? Since it only involves a psul rabbanon, so that was the Dakonis Chachom. So in ame mechza mechzo, mifei shamayim ayedun libeir v'achreino, shreivim votzeis yesam v'reshenim shoyivde. Now, so this is contrary to what he said in the other Gerse, in the other text. So because in the other text he said that that Mishnah Gimel is expressive of the same klal as Mishnah Aleph. So if we apply the klal of Mishnah Aleph of Meruya Vein even to a case of Kulin Shol, so then it's on the basis of the premise that when Mayim Achreini, runs over Mayim Rishenim, so the Mayim Rishenim come out first, and then the Mayim Achreini come. Not that a mixture comes out. So that we have to say, but we have to assume how to be like that. Even though in Tzias, it's certainly not like that. Sometimes it is like that. But Alpidin, we always, according to the Shite in the first text, so we have to assume Alpidin that the Mayim Achreini pushes out first the Mayim Rishenim. So that's why Meruya Vein it is effective even in the case of Kulin Shol. So he mentions a Raya. Now in this text, the Raya mentions a Raya from the Mishneh in Perek Vav that we don't say, we don't presume Alpidin that the Mayim Achreini pushes out the Mayim Rishenim. Now, turn to Imperic Wall. Imperic Wall, Mishneh Ches. Mikarines amikvois, oevim natachtei, vorochet nakot. Kitsa, mei visile shal cheres, vishal oivar, mamiach yole tachtov, atshu mismali mayim, umei shchei, umasikei, afilu kisar. Dai, now. This is what he has reference to, the last part. Hoyo behelge in aboim soy, uvitach bin enklum. Suppose you have two mikvahs, an upper level mikveh and a lower level mikveh. And in the upper level mikveh, you have aboim soy. In the lower level mikveh, you have nothing. Uvitach bin enklum. So then it's a very easy way. So the Mishnah gives us a very easy technique how to set up a mikveh in the lower level. All you have to do is that the Alocha Vashoke that once, this is the Mishnah that says that once you have Memso in the mikveh, so you can dump in all the water in the world into that of Mayim Shuri. And it's not possible. So, So he just fills up his hands with water and dumps it into the upper level mikveh, and then from the upper level, it runs down into the lower level. So it's mashmah that both mikvois are shares. Both mikvois are shares. So the Raivet here in Perek Shlishi. So he mentions the Raya against the premise in the Nusra'al. Because in the Nusra'al the premise was that when Mayim Achreini run over Mayim Rishenim, so Alpidin will presume that the Mayim Rishenim are pushed out first. That's why the cloud of Miluye Veit is effective even in the case of Kulin Shol. Because we presume that the 40 saw minus Mashu, that the Mayim Rishenim was pushed out by the Mayim Achreini. So he says, no, we cannot say that. It's a Raya from this Mishneh that we cannot presume Alpidin that the Mayim Rishenim are pushed out by the Mayim Achreini. Because he says, V'chei Shoninu, So the Mishneh in Perek Vav doesn't mean that when I'm in Mali Bikatev in the upper level and then it goes down in the lower level mikveh, so the lower level mikveh is kosher and the upper level is possible. That's not what the Mishneh means. The Mishneh means that if I do that, so both mikveh is actually. And if you say that they don't come out 50-50, so in other words, that's a right for the second wash, that when you dump Mayim Elyenim or Mayim Achreinim over Mayim Rishenim, so then when they come out or they come down, so it's made there is a 50-50, a 50-50 proportion. So these are the last kit kadodekia, oy high post. Sharei kinosam so vinotul sodom. Now this is based upon the Raivet Chike. Inosam so vinotul so. That's the Raivet Chike. Now there is, you see, most Rishenim. I mean, the Rashi takes this, and the Rajbo, and the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban has one washing to the contrary in Rabbasre. But his main Chike is, like most Rishenim, that once you have a mikveh memso, then you can dump in a thousand saw of manchuri, and it doesn't pass. 1,000 to 10,000, 100,000, as much as you can. That's the shita of most Rishonim. However, the shita of the Raavad and the Rambam shita is also like that, but there is a difference between the Raavad and the Rambam. So the shita of the Raavad and the Rambam means that even if you have in the mikveh memso, so then you can dump in a one saw of manchuri. It doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. And now the Mishnah says, Perek Zayin, Mishnah. Now, I mean, the Mishnah discusses something else. But we'll just run over, the Rosh and the Mishnah, because the important thing are the last two lines in the Mishnah. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Eilu peislin v'loi ma'alim, ha'mayim, beint meyim beint eirim, u'mikvoshim u'mishwokim svatamet, ha'chaloi hachmiz. So in other words, these waters, so now this, mayim shuvim, so ha'mayim, that means mayim shuvim, beint meyim beint eirim, pasels, but it's not ma'alim. I mean, from this Mishnah, there is a raya nege b'shit ez arash, that poches midim ulugim is mashal. I mean, we'll discuss that, but from this Mishnah there is a raya neged Rash. Eilu peisul loy ma'alim, ha'mayim, that means mayim shuvim, beint meyim beint eirim, u'mikvoshim u'mishwokim atamed ad shalom yichritz. So mayim shuvim beint meyim beint eirim passes. What does it mean it passes? If you look at mayim shuvim fall into the mikveh, it passes the mikveh. But it's not mashal. It's not mashal. Mikveh, keitzat peisul loy ma'alim. How is this halacha manifested? I mean, this aloche, that mayim shuvim beit meyim beit eirim passels in mikveh, but it cannot be mashal. Mikveh sheyesh be'aboyim so chosa kotet. The novel men kotet v'seichei, and the kotet just a little bit in mashal of mayim shuvim fell into it, lo yalo. So it's a b'feresh and mishneh. It's a b'feresh and mishneh neged Rash. How can the Rash say that poches mitim ulugim mayim shuvim is mashal? It's a b'feresh and mishneh, never mind. I mean, the psacha mishachanoch, but it's a b'feresh and mishneh. So we have to say that all that this Mishnah says is that it's not mashlin in the sense that when, let's say, you have a mikveh of memsomek shomim minus one luk, and then you pour in one luk mayim shuvim. So it's not mashlin according to the Rash. The Rash will be made there. So it's not mashlin in the sense that one could immediately be teve. While one luk is constituted by mayim shuvim, because it cannot be mashal, because in order to be teveil, he must be teveil in mem so mayim shem shuvim. So in other words, if someone, so the Rash will agree that if, let's say, you had a mikveh of mem so minus ikur, mikshon, and then one added one kotev of mayim shuvim, and then somebody was teveil in that mikveh, that a kotev of which was supplied by mayim shuvim, so the tefillah will not be a good tefillah. Why? Because there is a halacha that when one has to, in order that tefillah should be a good tefillah, he must immerse himself in memso, not minus mashu, but memso, full memso, mayim shuvim. And here, in this case, so there is mem so minus kotev, mayim shem shuvim, but a kotev is shuvim, So mimele, if a kotev is shuvim, so mimele, when someone is stable in that mikveh, before another kotev of any shuvim comes in, so the tefillah will not be a good tefillah, because the halacha is, he must be stable himself in mem so, enum shuvim. And here, it's not full mem so enum shuvim. So the tefillah is not a good tefillah. This is what the Mishnah means according to the Rashi. But if you have a memso minus a luk enum shuvim, and then you added one luk of shuvim less than gimel lukim, so then it is mashlin in the sense that this mikveh that has memso and just one luk of shuv has a chalisha mikveh. But the halacha in the Mishnah is mentioned, it could be, the pshat according to the Rash could be, the thing of Namimili Reise, it's mashlin completely. that you could even be Teva also. But Midrabanon, there is a special takone, that's the Pshat Levish. Midrabanon, there is a special takone that one must be Teva himself in a mikveh that has memso, full memso in the shul. Even though Midrabanon, I say, the poches mikim looking is mashlim, but Midrabanon, so it's not mashlim in the sense that one should be able to make it clear there. But since Midraise, it is mashlim, so the aloche of Gimulugin that falls into a mikveh, so puzzles the whole mikveh, that's only if the mikveh does not have a halisha mikveh. In other words, if it doesn't have, if Gimulugin fall into a mikveh that does not have a halisha mikveh, in other words, if it's less than Memso, so it doesn't have a halisha mikveh. So mimeo it puzzles. Mashein came, the case of the Rash, the way the Rash explains that it's hefte. So before the full gimurugim of shuvim fall into the lower level mikveh, so there is gimurugim, so there is already Memso. So the moment because of the mixture of shurim and naturally, so mimele at that moment it acquires a halisha mikveh. The moment it acquires a halisha mikveh, so then when gimulugim later on fall into it, it cannot pass on the mikveh. I mean, this is how the rash will have to say. Anyway, so case a case of mimele mikveh sheyesh ve'avoyim so chosakote v'nochol men kotev v'seichem lo yalo. So that's, it's not mash, but in pesley mishle shalom. Aval sharamashkim dets my shuv. So he's pesel v'lemal. Aval sharamashkim u'meperes v'atzir v'amuyes v'tamet m'sheachmit pomim mailim u'pomim shem mailim. Keitzak, mikre sheyesh ve'avoyim so chosar achas. Nofal v'seichem mehem lo yalo. Hoyu ve'avoyim so nosan so v'notul so harei ze kosher. So what does the Mishnah say? So all the shem, except the Rambam and the Raide, they explain the Mishnah, they apply the Mishnah to meperes. That's the arrangement. So let's say, suppose you had a boiling saw of water, make shomim in a mikveh, and then somebody poured in one saw of oranges, of meperes. So it doesn't pass. But suppose you had 39 saw of make shomim, and then you poured in one saw of meperes, so of course it's not because of mikveh. But once you had mem saw, maim shuvim, and then you poured in a saw of orange juice, so it's all right. So the halacha of Mishnah goes one step further. Not only is it all right, if you had 40 saw of mine of make shomim, and then you poured in one saw of make parents, so it's all right. But even if you had 40 saw of make shomim, and then you added one saw of make parents, so together it's 41 saw. 41 saw. And then you took out a saw, so when you take out a saw, so there is a mixture of meperes and water. So the net result of water is less than memso of water. So you could argue that memele, the mikveh should become possible. True, if you had 40 saw of water and then you add one saw of orange juice, so together you have 41 saw, but 40 out of the 41 saw happens to be water, so it's all right. But if you take out a one saw, so, and that one saw might have half of the water, so then the mikveh will have only 39 saw and a half, 39 saw and a half saw of water, and one half saw will be of orange juice, so the mikveh should be possible. So the Mishnah tells us no, because the moment the mikveh had a boy saw, then when you add one saw of orange juice, so even the almond juice is considered like water. So then when you take out one saw, so true, objectively speaking, the mikveh has, let's say, only 39 and a half saw of water. But the other half is orange juice, but that is also considered like wine. This is what the Mishnah says. Now, then the Gemara in Yevomis, that Pivei says, that Rabbi Yochanan says, in regard to this Mishnah, that loy nosam saw v'notul saw is a kosher, loy shonu elo shaloy notal hubei. Avol not al rube harei ze posel. So Rashi and Tesis and Ramban and Rashi for all the Rishen, they all say that when the Gemara says loy shonu elo shaloy not al rube, avol not al rube harei ze posel, so it has reference to Melperes. Otherwise, the Mishnah says here, and the Pashas Haloshim is mashma, that the Mishnah is referenced to the Peretz, not to Mayim Shuvim. So when the Mishnah says, because Mayim Shuvim, the Mishnah discussed in the Reche, in the same way the Mishnah discussed the Peretz, not Mayim Shuvim. So all the Rishenim, Rashi and Teitzves, all the Rishenim say that this being in the Morin Yivomes, that the Reis, it is reference to the pits. In other words, let's say, suppose you had 40 salt mitchum, then you poured in a salt repairs, and then you took out one saw from the mitchum. So it's kosher. And then you again added. A salt materials, and again you took out a salt water. So if it was done 21 times, so then it will turn out that in the mikveh you have the major part of the so-called water in the mikveh consists of orange juice. So then it is possible. Masha'in came in regard to Mayim Shuvim, so even if you do it 21 times, you can do it 40 times, all the Rishonim say. So it's still kosher, because the moment you have 40 saw mechomim inum shuvim in a mikveh, and then you dumped in one saw of shuvim, so the shemshov was poka from that saw. Then you took out one saw, so that took out of that saw. So even though you have only 40 saw left, and in that 40 saw that is left, there is a little bit of shuvim, but that little bit here to 4 shuvim is not shown anymore. So even if you keep on taking out, dumping in a saw of shuvim, and then taking out a saw, and again dumping in a saw of shuvim 21 times, even 40 times, it's still kosher. Because once you add 40 saw, so then any water that comes in becomes a mishov. So even if you keep on taking out a saw and dumping in a saw, so you always have 40 saw, and that 40 saw is always considered a mishov. Because of the halacha v'ashoki, but this is the sheet of other Rishonim. In other words, when Rabbi Yechon says lo yishonu l'shalom nitol ribay, avol nitol ribay is possible. It has reference only to my parents, not to my shul. Masha'in kin Rambam and the Raimid, they say that it is reference that lo yishonu l'shalom nitol ribay, avol nitol ribay is possible. Has reference to show. So now this is the Raimid. So the Raimid sheet is, he says, in amen mechta mechtum shamayim ayedim ke ba'chino. What is his name? Show you the day. You can't show me the day. Oh, you bend him so with Tachim in gloom. We mall the cat in this lella here that Tachim and so. For bad luck, should it have by any Tachim a boy? We saw the night when after you had done it. Oh, you high puzzle, a high puzzle. Shall it be not so sovereign? Shall it be not so sovereign for Sodom? We am in that rule. How much fun the Hadon after? Who's mammy no? Deloy. So we saw the night when after you had done it. Oh, you high puzzle, a high puzzle. Shall it be not so sovereign? Vam gina na trube, au mish mamino, de chia dode nafke. Ush mamino, de loi, ki kabino mechai gavne, o de loi mishka urubi di mikri. Ki te rutsi di tori de kereko, u mish mokhe ta baie mischash. Vim teim alo maish na hoche, di chashvino le maim atokin, vi yitzin ut vichashvei, u vi piske ne liyo, dat mishna di sheino, chashvino lchol apeislim, lchol apeislim, shein tzokin vi yitzin, tchilo, hosom kulom kshevin, u vi gimu lukim shuvim ulim tzoru, abo loche kulom psuri, u mish mokhe azlinom bulu vichashvei. Alright. Now then he starts discussing something else. Now, the Bishop Kapach has just that girse and the other girse not. Oh, so he says. So he has here that just the other girse and the first girse and first musrei doesn't have all together. Now, so we see that Rishayim the Raivet is that kashi. That there seems to be a stira between the klal mentioned in Mishnah Gimel and the klal mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. And the Sefer Eshkel, he also has that kasha, the Sefer Eshkel, in the place, as to the apparent stira between the klal mentioned in Mishnah Aleph and the klal mentioned in Mishnah Gimel, and he says the same thing. But he doesn't have to change it. He just says the same thing he also has to change it. I mean, this is the Raivad Hashemi, and the Eshkel is the Raivad Rishon. So he also has to mention this. What in the Pshat Nashi is Hashem, but there are no two Nischois in the Eshkel. In other words, whereas there is in the Bala Nefesh, so we have one Nusche, according to which they are known to call. It's the same call, it's Ein Haar. So the Sefer Eshkel takes it for granted that it's two separate call. But he has two Mishenes, he has to the Pshat, two Pshat in the Mishneh, in Achi Yisrashi. One, like the Bala Nefesh. So he also has that kasha. Why does Mishnah Aleph say that you can be machshir a mikveh by drawing out Miluyim Eid and here Achi Yisrashim? So he says there it involves only so of Gimelugin and here it involves of Kulishon. Sefer Eshkel. Now, so when the Rash says, Elohim posa, she posku meimo v'yotzu mimenu Miluyim Eid. Miluyim Eid. So why does he say Tzor Chiyun? What Tzor Chiyun? What does he mean by Tzor Chiyun? Tzor Chiyun, it probably means that it's difficult. We have to consider it because there seems to be a stira between the cloud mentioned in Mishnah Gimel and the cloud mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. But he doesn't say what the Teretz is, how we can reconcile it. But that's probably what the Rash meant when he said Tzor Chiyun. But he meant Tzor Chiyun. Okay, so. Now we discussed, the two Yosois in the Raived and then the two Mishenes in the Raived. Alright. Shnayim shoyim atirim mikve. Zelugu mechzo vizelugu mechzo. Hasichet etz ksusei. Umatu mikenis arveiv. One squeezes, rings out a beged. So the water comes out from different places in the beged. The amare mina tzirtzu. Tzirtzu means in a kele that has many mouths, many openings, like a shower, you know, a sprayer. So from different openings, water comes out. Umatil mikenis arve. So Rabbi Akiva machshir, v'chachomim peisim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, dimulugin mayim shuvim pasal de mikveh, only when it comes into the mikveh from one kele, from one place. But if the kele is like a sprayer, it come out from different nikovim, from different cavities, so then it doesn't pass. But they say that the dimulugin mayim shuvim can pass even if they come out from different keles. Omar Rabbi Akiva, lo yomru matili, elo matil. So that kli hamatil dimuluki mayim mikveh is fakers and mikveh, but only if it is matil from one moki, from one source. But if it's a tirzo, like a sprayer, so then it's matil not from one moki but from different mikveh. It doesn't pass. Amrulei loikach veloikach amru elo shenoflei shleshulukim. So it doesn't make a difference whether it comes from one place or it comes from different places. Now the Rav, v'amu nechneses leikim ekshomim sheboim min amadrein v'nechnosim. Haseichet es ksu say, so they all say that am alter shem say, that amu nechneses leikim means mekshomim, not mayon, because mayon is mitaya v'cholshu, so it will affect ashok. So only mekshomim, so then it's not me mayon. So mele it cannot affect ashok. Haseichet es ksu say, v'amayim shoyim nivloim v'yichshi v'mayim shuvim. Like a strainer that has many nikovim. So Rabbi Kiva machshir, because somebody didn't look at my shoe and face a mikvah, he matured and mikvah, and 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 Kimu keilu mitzav, leomru matil enu lematil, ki lo shen ze kimu rabakilu merabeiso, dikli hamatil gimu lugimayim lemikve peisel zabik, loi kach omru elu shenofu, ולא ישנה מכלי אחד ומכלים הרבה, ואין הלוכה כמתי. נאו מי שדאו. מכלי אחד, משניים ומשלישון מצטאו. So the הלוכה is that it can be מצורף, תנו את זה כל יותר חכון. So it can be מצורף even except if נשחב אל רבי. Now, בלקרי אחרי, שנופלו על אוף תישו קבי מי, ביטוי שנופלו על רישי, ועל רובי, שלישו לוגי מיושו. Now, Now Ezra was misaking, that Akone he was got one. So today it doesn't apply. So, but Ezra was misaking, it was not nispashi b'riva tzibur. But Ezra was misaking that our Balkel is not...
But in order to give a chos mishibonim, there must be a call. And in order to have a call, there must be a certain raya inherent in the shtar, not extraneous to the shtar. So Teisa explains it, and Teisa says, now there is a special halacha that shtar anaseh b'achoyis is given a chos mishibonim. Now, by the way, at that point, there is also makoyis Hashem. He's told to the soyis in the more adaptive test as to whether a shtar that is executed by calls. So it's kosher. So can it be given only from the chosin mechayelin, or it can be given from the chosin shibodim as well? So it's told in two soyis that you test the limon. But Teisa shitem, Rashi shitem is that the shtar nase ba'achoyis can be given from the chosin shibodim. So in other words, Teisa shitem is that it's a special takonim. Midrash say it couldn't be given. It couldn't be given from the chosin mechayelin, even though achoyis do not lie, but we need Davis. So it's a special takonim. So since there is a special takonim chachomim vis-a-vis shtar nasim chachomim that it can be given from the chosim shibonim, that means that with Ravon, a shtar that is signed by courts, by officers of the court, so there's a din of shtarayim with Ravon. Because achoyis will not allow she, so there's a takonim chachomim that the shtar that is signed by officers of the court going with Ravon has a din of shtarayim. So, the Makshel assumed, what's the difference between a shtar that is signed by officers of the court or a shtar that is signed by going lay, not officers of the court? What's the difference? The difference consists in that an officer of the court wouldn't lie, achos l'anash, but an ordinary Gentile layman can lie. So, that's the only difference. But suppose you have a good layman that we know is not lying, so then the Makshi assumed he should have the same status as Achoyis. So the Meile, the Makshi felt that where a shtar was signed by Goyim, but it was Nimsa between the Messiah Yisrael. So on account of the Messiah Yisrael, we know that these Goyim are not lying. So the Meile, he should be considered as Achoyis. Now there is a special takone that the shtar that is nasa b'achoyis, so with the Rabbonon it's considered as the shtarai, even though it goes cross like this. But Achoyis is different, it's a special takone. So, I hate this, where we know that the Arab Mishakir is like Achoyis. So that was the premise by the Makash. So then the Gemara says, Lest we call it, in other words, the takones chachomim only implies that achoyis validate the shtar into ishtarai. Achoyis. Because achoyis generally, every achoyis is not mishaki. So the chachomim is mishaki. Masheiki, a layman, a goy layman, so we don't tell him the name in regard to every layman that is not mishaki. But in this particular layman, we know he's not mishaki because of the Messiah Yisrael. But that according doesn't apply. So mainly this shtar pasoye that was signed by Goyim Mekaitis is considered like a shtar that has no eder sime, and that's why it's not given from Chos Mishibodi because less than. So it was a mistake when I said that Rashi Dafyudalev Rashi's Pshat Dafyudalev accords with the shite of Rashi. In the second Rosh, that you know, we see the taste it says on the country. And Rashi is mitayiket from the expression, I mean, taste is mitayiket that from Rashi's expression, Dirsade Dirsine Ashtor in the country. The Hilly Boy Rabbi, 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 the Hilly Boy
Rabbi, the Hilly Boy Rabbi, the Hilly Boy Rabbi, You said Tosis is that Tosis Hachamim. What is Rashi?
No, I didn't say that Machlekes Rashi means. If I say Machlekes, there is a Machlekes between Tosis and Tosis Rim there. Tosis in Gittin Dafyut. Tosis in Gittin Dafyut. So he says, "V'chim dilav neiris minoyirov afin kol shtoris ho'evim ba'achoyi shol yichovi lipsel me'atayo afin lo'eisom lo'im din l'rayo elo takon el takant el rabon ozom heich el ikayim on misadduse she'eris v'imachin afshan." So he's takon eschachon. The question arises, it's more afshan. If it's established that achoyis don't lie, why should it be koshan el raise? It's only mevure. It's only mevure. He couldn't say that the bureau is a bureau mit rabbonon, not mit reis. Bureau is a bureau. I'm not trying to say a bureau mit reis, a bureau mit rabbonon. Bureau means it's established. So why does Tosfos say that Takon is chachamim? The answer is because there is exas hakosu about bishnayim min yom dom. So you need to know the yivu satan lishakhe, but there is still exas hakosu that Bezdin cannot act on the basis of whom the name of Yichochas. Bezdin can only act on the basis of Agonis. So true. Achoyis don't lie. It's a strong lie. There is no doubt. But since there's a kosov of Al Pishnaim Yom Dobo, Goyim are not eating. So Meshav Aaron certainly don't lie, but still the apostle is that claiming. So Achoyis couldn't be better than Meshav Aaron. But the point is, it's Mashiach. This is three that feed on the base. So he says, Bishon in the first line, the first big line of this is three. Bishon in the back of the Yom Yusuf in Kamayi Konech, the Olay Ma'alma. Do Yom Yusuf in Kamayi Ma'alma and Abshayi Kas Mishnot. El Ma'atoni Ma'ayi Kilei Ma'ayi Ha'ayi Ma'ayi Shnore. Ha'ayi Shnore Kas Ma'alma. Pirish Ta'atoni Mishkei Kulisoni Mikro. Ve'ish Ha'atoni Mishkei Kulisoni Mikro. Ve'ish Ha'atoni Mishkei Kulisoni Mikro. ביטאל חזיר בחיים, ביטאל שטאו חזוק, והאישטורי חזר בעלמאו, שלא יקרה שמיקור אשטר, שלא עודיק את בי קרקה, אלא במסקיימץ, ואם זכוכו במילה כלום, ביעב הוגל דקיים, ומאר נפשי, מקום בוקר מנצמאתי, ובני דינמינו לו, ובני דינמינו לו במילס, אלו נברו, שסבר נשקרה, וכיר משניהם, מי דמי, אבל בתור שהקים אותו בבין דוסון, שאף אם שניהם מיינו מכל הקרקע משטר, אם מי שומעים, או ישראל יש לנו חום מן אוכלו. You see, Tosfos emphasizes that even by Shtore Lecher, so it's only the Rabbonon that is right. But he says, no, it's not valid by Shtore Kinyan. Masherim Kinyan by Shtore Mecher, well, it's only the Raya, so it's like, he does Valdin. Now he does Valdin, he's certainly valid with Raya, not the Kodesh Chachamim. So since he equates it with he does Valdin, so we see that Tosfos really is Chelek on Tosfos. And according to Tosfos Reed, Achoyes is Shtamechile, Achoyes is Kosha Midraise. But you ask, how can it be Kosha Midraise? Can you say that Midraise, an officer of the court, a boy, is Kosha Midraise? That's ridiculous. But it means, Enoch and Amne, he's not Kosha Midraise. But the other people also, there is Rob, there is Chazoke. There is Rob, there is Chazoke. So the Mela Achoyes is like Rob, like Chazoke. Rov, so we don't, is not a strong enough bureau to be made Tzimonim. But this is stronger than Rov, because Achoyis never lie Achoyis. We marry Nafshayim. So in other words, so then you ask, how about Meshav Aaron? Meshav Aaron is certainly a strong Aye. One couldn't conceive a stronger Yichoche than a testimony by Meshav Aaron. The answer is that this is, people say, when the Gemara says, Meshav Aaron, Apostolides, so it means the Apostolides in the sign Shtamatone. If Meshav Aaron sign Shtamatone, so there it's possible. But if Meshav Aaron will testify, let's say in a Kinyan, since we live with Sanctuary Shakre, so of course, so there's a connect on it. Not on the basis of Aides, but on the basis of a Bilo. And according to this, so Meshav Aaron, with the Reinse Apostle, not only with the Aides, even with the Chohet, because there is no such thing as the Chohet. Al Pishnai, maybe of no. So you ask, how about Chazokim Toreb says Mane? The answer is, Chazokim Toreb says Mane doesn't mean that if, let's say, Ruben, let's say, lent Shimon $1,000 for a year, and then he claims it before the year is over. So we say, Chazokim Toreb says Mane, so Shimon is not Nemon to say power. So it doesn't mean that business makes him money solely on the basis of the Chazok itself. When do we say, take according to cases, so when do we say Chazok and Torah says Monday, if let's say Ruben lent Shimon $1,000? Lent Shimon $1,000. And then for years, time. And then after half a year. So Ruben demands payment. So Shimon says, I paid $1,000 a week after you. And Ruben says, no, you didn't pay me. So then the halacha is that he can be matzi. That Ruben can be matzi from Shimon. Why? Because there is a time as Baldov. He is saying that he didn't pay. But suppose Ruben himself would say, I was sick and I really don't remember. But since you had a year's time, so I don't think that you paid it. And she said, all right, I had a year's time, but I had money a week after I bought, so I decided I'll pay it. And Ruben is aiming at me. So then Ruben would make it amazing. In other words, because there is a lot about Pishnai, you cannot be making money on the basis of woundedness. All the woundedness when we get, so I mentioned it several times in the Shiur. So it's only because by moment, besides the aloche of Edes, there is aloche of Memones of Baldov. So mainly, that doesn't mean that the Baldov is never and every time that he stays. Sometimes one Baldov is staying one way, the other Baldov is staying the other way. So on the contrary, we say, I'm Mitzvah Chaveh O'Varayim. But there are certain laws. In other words, if there is a Migye, or the Chazokim Poyam says money, so mainly, they need the Baldovo who is staying is never on his time. But where there is no time is Baldovo, ain't no haname. So you cannot be made Simone on the basis of Chazokim Poyam says money or other money. So the mainly, Achoyes is like Yehoche, but it's exactly like Chazokim Poyam says money. But this is speech it appears to me that if there is a real Chokhe, so then it can be made Simone on the basis of the Chokhe. But an Idechot is not a Yechoche Idechot. But where, let's say, you have Meshav Aaron, where you have Yechoche, so it's not worse than a Migye. So you certainly can best and connect on it. All right, now. V'chili bo yered meyachs, and yishmo min reis, al rabonu bo yeh, hu posu min ehebe, kizu min achir, lo nisuk me masis kabose, kibrash tu yeh, I mean, this was the happening of the Gemara. The maskon of the Gemara is that Rav Meir doesn't require Ksilu Nishmo Yimin Rabon. But the Havam of the Gemara said, Yechim Nibbo Yer Rav Meir, Ksilu Nishmo Yimin Reis, Amor Rabon and Boy, Ufas Udeve, Yimrach, 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 So, Texas says the Kasha against this argument. That these are in the Chubea, so it's in the Foreshes. That the Chatzilah, you're not allowed to write in the Chubea, but they have it's kosher, even the Rabbon. And here, the Gemara wants to say, these are in Shmo, that even the Eved is possible in the Rabbon. So, you should remember, the Hashkul Meika, who must be in the Chubea, to have blessed, that Chosmati Rav Kohen. According to whom do we have a mission for Ashes? That that the Chachila in Tzosa to Mayim and Chubea, but they have a discussion. According to the Shlokis, Pshat in the Mishnah. But according to Rabbi Yechad and Shmuel, so this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer. So maybe he can say that according to Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, so maybe with Rabbonon, Ksive is possible in there. According to this Abadna. Because we're not so much, we have three. Name Koshalach. You can't go again to my case in the Chia, and I'm not going to go. He will be a Shik Haloi Hashino. He has a Shik Haloi Hashino. So that means that in the Chatrile, it's Koshalach in the meeting. Because we pass the Lima of Shik Haloi Hashino. You see, I mean, that in all the forms of the Xuves, in all the forms of the Xuves, I couldn't say in all because I didn't see all the forms of the Xuves, but in the forms of the Xuves that I saw, so of course, so in the form of the Xuves, so there is blank space. In order that this is the blank space where you have to put in the name of Chosin, the name of the Kaur and so on, and his man, but you'll see that in the forms of the Xuves, you also have left in blank a small space to put in the term konin. And there are some who are makbit. I mean, not to fill in the term konino, not to until after the kapola skin. Why? Because it's melzakishi. But it's mentioned in the Feresh that it's all right to fill out the konino even before the kapola skin. But how can you write konino when the kapola skin did not take place yet? So that's the stasis. The chatchila nami kosher achdim. How is it possible according to the mayor to pick up a get from the ashra? Everything is filled out. The name of the husband, the name of the wife, everybody. Everything is filled out. And just have it signed by Edi, Lishmo. Have it signed Lishmo. But it's not the Kishikre. So this says, the mayor of the Kishikre Hashinon is the chatchila nami kosher achdim. So, Muhammad Miramach and the Hoche, the mayor of the Kishikre Hashinon. Ve'id na'am, בפרק רגה, הקייס את הפסיקיפים, צורי שיניח מכימו איש ואיש, וקום המגמורה משלטון. נגר לצבי רבייה. וגמורה applies the Mishnah according to Rameya, according to Rameya. So, in one motion, the Gemara applies the Mishnah according to Rameya. So, according to Rameya, so only the Chzim has to be Nishmo, and the Chzim does not have to be Nishmo at all, not even the Chathile. So, in Mele, a contra mea, it should be mutal lechatchile, to fill out the form of the gate. A sefer should be allowed lechatchile, let's say, to make out a gate for every resident of Israel. A contra mea, it should be allowed. Still, there is a loche actis, it is a gitin. So, and he wants to have it ready, so he's allowed to fill out the unimportant material. But the important material, the tailor, he has to be blank. What is he to be blank? Shemi, Shemayisho, Shemamoki, Hazman, and Ariya Bukharazakor. That's the important material. The other expressions in the get are not important. Because it can be, it can get kosher without it. But of course, there are many more expressions besides these fundamental things of Ariya Bukharazakor, Hazman, Kemayisho, Moki. So he should be allowed to fill a contra mea, he should be allowed to fill out everything, even Ariat Mutarakolodom, because Ksiva does not have to Lishmo. But the Mishnah says, Akis it is Sigitin, so Shiyamiach Nikimu Lishmo Lishmo. Why? So the Mora says that this is true even a contra mea. And why a contra mea isn't the Sefer allowed to fill in before the Baal comes? A name of a certain Baal, in case the Baal wouldn't show up. So we'll be able to use it because of Kotel. Because suppose a Sefer would be allowed to fill in the name of a Baal. So then many a Sefer would be used to make out, to fill out a gate for every resident of the town. And then the wife of that husband for whom the Sefer filled out the gate already and left it unsigned, so she might come to the Sefer's house. And then on the table, she'll see a get all filled out, her name, her husband's name, so she'll draw the conclusion that the husband told the seafarer to wipe out this debt. And then she'll come back home and she'll give it to him. And then it might result in a divorce. So in order to preclude that contingency, the Chachomim were misake that a seafarer, when he wants to make it easier for himself and fill out gittin, so he can only fill out the unimportant material. But the So only because of Toto. But if not for the time of Toto, it would be the proper thing for his sake. So that means that even there is no requirement of writing the Xilis Agetush. Or you should take on the Sangulis. Now another time as to why even the Kotra Meir, you're not allowed. The Sefer is not allowed to fill out the Tere. Because if the Sefer would be allowed to fill out the Tere, so many times the husband would be coming with his wife. So if it would take a considerable interval between the writing of the get and the execution of the get, and that is the delivery of the get, so within that time he'll cool off and will reconcile with his wife. But if his Sefer will be allowed to fill out the get for every resident of the town, so let's say a woman will have a fight with the husband, and the husband will say in the heat of temper, so he'll go to the same fair. I mean, not to go. So he'll go to the same fair and he'll say, "I want to divorce my wife right now. Do you have to get ready?" So the seifer said, "The get is all ready. It's waiting for you." Then he'll immediately divorce his wife. So then she'll remain lagune. What kind of lagune will she remain? It's not the usual agune. Usually when the Gemara speaks of agune, it means an agune who is not allowed to get married. But here, when the Gemara speaks of agune, it means a grusha. But she'll have a difficult time finding a shidah. So maybe she'll also be like an agune. So in order to prevent that Jewish women should remain agunes without a shidah, so the Chachomim are misakei that a sefer should not be allowed to fill out the whole get. So that means if a husband becomes angry at his wife, it will take him a considerable time until he's able to deliver the get to the isha. So in the meantime, it will cool off. So he will not divorce. So mashma, we must have asked Moshe, how many times shall I have to kill? So we see that he will have to kill. We might be polished now, also. We should talk about a sefer, Rav Lezari. So then one mandoma says that this Mishnah goes according to Rav Lezari. Now, according to Rav Lezari, so of course, Midrash the Tere has to be written in Shmo. But the Tere does not have to be written in Shmo, Midrash. But Midrabonon, it should be written in Shmo, the Tere too, because of Zeh, the Tere of the Tere. But in order to help the Sefer get some Shimush, some Mele, the Chachomim allowed the Sefer to write out the Tere Shalish. Actually, it should be also Midrabonon. But in order to enable the Sefer to get Shimush, so the Chachomim allowed him to fill out the Tefes, the unimportant material, Shalomish. Mashmah Ramir and Tzorfan Yachlu. So according to that Amere, this Mishnah according with Rav Lezer. Mashayim came according to Rav Meir, the Sefer can even fill out the Tefes. So it's a Gemara before Ashes, that even Chachila he doesn't have to write the Mishnah. Vihod Likoma, Hoche, and what's the expression that it used? So there is a verb preceding, there is a verb as a prefix before chosme. Why doesn't it? Since lechatchil it's kosher, so Amnachman should say, "Hino oyer meya." Afil motzi ba'ashpo. Chesme, not veichosme. Chosme has the connotation of the Eved. If you already signed it, so it will involve a hardship for him to write another get. But if he didn't sign it yet, so it's not a property. But Jesus says that even if he didn't sign it, it's all right with Chachil to do it, to sign it. So then the Gemara should say, "After Motzi Ashpo, Chais Meir Esbo." Why does he say, "Veichos Meir Esbo"? So he says, because if the Nachman had used the expression, then somebody could think, of course it wouldn't be reasonable, it wouldn't make sense, but on the basis of the literal meaning of the expression face of law, he would say that it's obligatory upon the Baal. If he finds a get in the ashpah, then it's obligatory upon him that he must use this get in ashpah and have him sign it, that he couldn't write a new get for his wife. And of course, that's not so. So remember, he didn't use that expression. Wenn man tam schon nach was sagen wollte doch winter ja und mein schnell die boyer der mehr hat viele gesehen die tolle schon man nicht was ist im hobe kramea wie soll ich mich mo schon auf das viele wenn er aber da die gab mich mo wir hasim und mein sie der leben schon kostet mich mo sie jagt und beim schon mich mo die kriegen die alle zeugen mich mo was man nicht aber im hobe aber im hobe die kostet im hobe azim und nicht dann vergeht wenn ich komme ist nicht was hat das ist so learn Haben alle Rabbine, hat Rabbine gestellt, bis dann kam mir der Rabbine Matzlich, wie von der Nacht und von der Nacht an. So, beho, so war lo, und dann Rabbine in Schilich hat Tanekame, so that's Mashma, that Tanekame of Rabbine is not Rabbine, so this is it, beho, so war lo, Rabbine. Because when Gimone says, haben alle Rabbine, it doesn't mean that Rabbine himself said it. It means the Tane of this Mishne agrees with this member of Rabbine. But it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yudah said it. Actually, the Xerosi Moshe Tomosh, the Tema Olam Olam Nika, the Xerosi, Kim Shoiso, Xerosi Vitomosh, Yev Xerosi Moshe, Shei Mechubea, so the Xerosi says, here it's possible. Yei Shema V'Mishkachasu, Shei Kotzva Olam Tomosh, V'Akim Notei, V'Hishki Shechosu. Now, on Sunday, so I mean, the next Gemara, I would like to cover the Gemara, and if you be prepared, so be able to cover the Gemara, it's not easy Gemara, it's complicated, but it is complicated in a different sense. I mean, it's complicated in the sense of pshat. I mean, in how, I mean, in the Hagam and Maskone, I mean, it's not complicated in the Yomi, in the Dini, just in the Shachar, so it's complicated. So, I would like, I mean, I'm not saying I'll be able to do it, but I would like on Sunday to cover up to that hay on the veins keep public become based.
That are not only mechuba to each other, but that they are meurev with each other. I mean, the Ezra Prime says, when even the mikveh, let's say there is memsof, and suppose he's a very short person, and he immerses himself just in one corner of the mikveh, and not in the other corners of the mikveh, and he, what only Amini, the immersion takes place only in tenso. He's a very child, only in tenso. So how is it considered that he immersed himself, that the child was immersed in memso, but only tenso of the mikveh overtook his body? So, the requirement is that he should be immersed in memso. So as Reb Chaim says, for the aloche of you. So that means that the water that is in this corner is in that corner, and the water that is in that corner is in this corner. So even if the child was immersed, let's say, in one little corner of the mikveh, it's considered that he was immersed in all the water. Why? Because all the drops of water in the mikveh are commingled with each other. So the goyin shitek could be that zeichlin is afkoye of iru, but not the zeichlin is afkoye of chivu. So mainly in order to so that's the reason as to why mikveh is not mitayah bezeichlin, because in order that the tefillah should be a good tefillah, so all the memso must be commingled with each other, and bezeichlin is inconsistent with commingling. Mashenkin gabe ashoke, all that we need is that there should be a connection between this water and that water. So even bezeichlin there could be a connection. Mechuba there could be. So in other words, zeichlin is only a afkoye of you, but not of him. So in other words, so in one of the two ways, so we can explain the shite of the Rash and the Rosh, so that it should accord with the shite of the Rosh. Now, but the Marit is chelik. Now the Marit, according to the Marit, so just as mikveh is not mitaya b'zeichlin, so it cannot affect ashoke. It cannot affect Ashoke. It cannot affect Ashoke. Alright. Now, Rabakiva Machia, Kosova, the Ishlishes, Lugim, Maim, Shuvim, Paceless, and Mikvel, and Kimatil, and Mikvel, Michleachot, Umimokim Echot, Limutek, Sus, Vizilz. Vahachomim Paceling, the Kosavre, the Gimut, Kim, Sal. Vahanir Abgonon, Yeseb, Benchemiu, the Safe Perikamanit Mure, יומא בשניים ושלושה כלים פייסלס המקווה, וארבעה וחמישה כלים פייסלס המקווה. ויקי רבון נוסום דאמרי אפילו בארבעה וחמישה כלים פייסלס המקווה, ועוד איתנן הוסום מן המים. ואין המים שוב עם פייסלס המקווה וחש, ומפורש לחש מכלים, so this is how the Gemara, this is how one mandomar in Gemara explains the Mishneh, so we use it in Chediu. How much the last new year must listen to Hoche, because our Mishneh called with the Yisrael Chediu. Kelim the Rabboni, Elu Nicha Leil Asui a Price, Elu Vishin Yitzka Bosh Matane. Vishole Ish Machlik El Vidobo, Rabba Akiva Yisrael Chediu, Rabboni Dos. So in other words, so we have 3 days. The biggest Meikil is Rabba Akiva, because Rabba Akiva holds that even from Shnayim Kelim it's not Mitzvah, only from one Kelim it passes. And then there is the Shite of Yisrael Mecheni, and it's the Chachomim of our Mish. They say from Shnayim and Shleisho Kelim it's Mitzvah, but from Abo Kelim it's not Mitzvah. From Abo Kelim it's not Mitzvah. And then there is the Shite. Then there is the Shite of the Rabbonon Yisrael Mecheni. Rabbonon Yisrael Mecheni, they have the biggest machmirim, that even from 4 or 5 kelim, they are also mitzvah. Also mitzvah. Leomur matilin lomat, bilosh yizeh kilim rabbeizom, dichli amato shlesh yisrud namayim, mika pizamik. Tisha kabi, bifirik mishem eisi tanya, bau keri chile, shenof lol of tisha skabi mayim, tisha skabi kabi, historia, ואמרים הוסון בין סיני, אבל לא יביטויון. והשמינו מסניסן, ומקליחו דו שניים מגין. ובזמן שמאסך לשני עד שלא יצא לפלישן, איז מצטרפי. מהבו אין מצטרפי. וכי תוי השנופו הרי שבעורו בגימו בגמיים שלי. וכאן הוא יפס לסת חומי פרקם ונשאבס, דווקא בגימו ולא יפסק, ולא יבעבו. בזמן שלא נסחבי לרבי סמיק וכוי. קורטף מידם ארס מי, דיים בכל השונו. לא יהיתו לבסך עסקים קורטף. עד שהשלים לכמה פעמים גימולוגים היא ספייסלס המקווה. תניה בכסף, גימולוגים במקווה וחילי בלקרי שנופלו על אופטישו קאבי מים ויטויה שנופלו על רישי ועל רובי גימולוגים מים שורים. אבי יסי בן חי נעימי המכליח עוד מצטר וחי משניים המגיל אבל מהרבו אין מצטר. בוא במים שורים חוץ מראשי עץ ואיסות. Now there are 2 separate takones in the Chesdomo. One takone is that if bo reishe verube be maim shuri, if somebody immerses himself in maim shuri, so he becomes posel echo bitrono. And another takone is that if the toya shenoflo al reishe gimu luki maim shuri, so he becomes posel echo bitrono. So bo be maim shuri chutz mi roshe et beis. So suppose someone immerses himself in Maim Shurim, but the Roshi at base of not, his fingers protruded. So Rabbi Lezer mitami, v'chachomim imrim afu ribo elo reishe v'rubei, tomi, bo reishe avoloi rubei. So in other words, according to Rabbi Lezer, if the whole goof came but Roshi at base of protruded, so then he's stunning. Then he's stunning. I mean, so the Gros makes a correction here. Because it's not mistaber that they, because according to this Girose, Rebbe Lezer mitame, v'chachomi meimu afu loipo el areishi v'rube. So in other words, so what's the machlekes? So they say both the same thing. So in Ochaname, so then we have to say that he just supplements. Yeah. So the Gros changes the Girose, and he says Rebbe Lezer mitaya. So in other words, according to Rebbe Lezer, so when do we say that b'mayim shuvim, that if one immerses himself b'mayim shuvim, he becomes posel echo bitrumeh, only when there was a full immersion, I mean a real tefillah. Now let's say when he tomei, he immerses himself in the mikveh to become toya. So the whole goof must be immersed in the mikveh. Suppose one little finger protrudes outside the level of the water, so then it's no tefillah at all. So Lezer holds ligabi deta kores chachomim, so it has to be a real tefillah in Mayim Shurim. But if the fingers protrude above the level of the water, so then he doesn't become Tomei. V'chachomim emrim, afim loibo elo reishe v'rubei is Tomei. Even though it's not a real tefillah in Mayim Shurim. Tomei, bo reishe avoloi rubei, Rubei Avaloi Reishen. So then the Chachom also made it that he doesn't become Poslach Lichon. Oy Shebo Reishen Ve Rubei, Bei Mil Mailo Bei Min Atzah Toer, Achi Yobei Reishen Ve Rubei Kidark. In other words, so the Gro explains it, and he said, okay, what's the natural way of immersing himself in a mikveh, in a river? So first you immerse himself, first you immerse the group, and then you immerse your head. I mean, unless someone wants to be a sportsman, so then he immerses his head before the group. So, but the normal way, the natural way, is to immerse, to enter into the mikveh with the group first, and then the head. So Mele, when do we say that Bo Reishe Verube Mayim Shumi? So it's possible Achu B'Trumei only if he did it in the natural way. In other words, first he immersed his goof and then the head. But if he enters the mikveh of Mayim Shumi with head first, so then he doesn't become Bo. Achiyo Bo Reishe Verube Kedamaki. Miktos El Shumi, Miktos El Shini Shumi. Oy Shenof Ali Seich Yayin Vash V'Cholov Toyer. Achiyo Kulam Shumi. V'Apil Hu Toyer V'Heim Teyer. So the Tisefta says that even because there is one Tanya who says that when do we say that a immersion in Mayim Shuvi makes him Tomei Litruo? Only if the Mayim Shuvi are Tomei themselves. But if the Mayim Shuvi are hearing themselves, so the immersion therein doesn't make him Tomei Lechel Litruo. But that's one Tanya. But we don't pass like that. So we say, Vafuruhu Toya Veinte. Nit meu vitimu harizei meia timani vitimeisi. What does it mean, timani vitimeisi? So in other words, here, so we imagine as if he says to the water in which he immersed himself, you made me tamei by immersing myself in this water, so I became tamei, you made me tamei, and now since I am tamei with homo, so I contaminate these waters. Now, the man with the mason, how can he contaminate this water? But these waters are mechuborim. These waters are mechuborim, and most Rishayim say, we learned that, we discussed it in the first Mishnah of the Perek Aleph of Mikvois, that my mechuborim cannot become contaminated, cannot be become tume even with the Ashuri. Only the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh applies it to my Ashuri. But all the other Rishayim and the Rambam Yil HaZokov said in so many words, I mean, contrary to what he says in the Perush HaMishneh, that even if it's not, that even if it is, it doesn't make any difference, you see. So, Mimele, how can the water in the mikveh that Ashur become Tomei Flamin? So then we have to say that, according to all those Rishayim who say that Mayim Chubori cannot be Mikabu Tomei, even if they are shuvim, so in Chubah they cannot be Mikabu Tomei. So how does it have to say Timani v'Timeisim? So then we have to say that the Timeisim has reference not to the water that remains in the mikveh, the Mayim Shuvim that remains in the mikveh, but the water that is taken out and is good. Because when a person immerses himself in water, so there is a quantity of water that is transferred and is good. So these water become Tomei from him, because the person himself became Tomei Litrumo as a result of his immersion in the Mayim Shuvim. So then all the drops of water that are on his goof, so become Tomei from him. Sarei Meir Timani Vitimeis. Toyei Ashenofu Al Reishi Val Hu Vedimu Mayim Shuvim. So the Tisefta discusses each case separately, because they were two separate akones in the Tchesdoro. So one takone was that if someone in immersed himself in Mayim Shuvim, so then he becomes possible with Trumo. And then another takone that if he toya is noflal reishi val hubidimulagam Shuvim, he becomes tomei with Trumo. So now the Tisefta discusses the case of Noflu al Reishi val Hu Begimul. Toye she Noflu al Reishi val Hu Begimul Ugi Mayim Shuvim. Tome. Noflu al Reishi avoloi al Hu Begimul. Al Hu Begimul avoloi al Reishi. Al Reishi ve al Hu Begimul. Bein mimailo bein atza toye. Ache yiplu al Reishi val Hu Begimul kidarki. Kidarki. So the Goyen, in his Perush and the Tisefta, so he points out, here is the other way around. In other words, it has to be in the natural way. So if there was an immersion in a mikveh, so the natural way to immerse himself is by immersing by immersing the group first and then the head. So if someone immersed with the head first, so then he doesn't become Tamil Tumor. Mashenkin Ligabi Noflu, so the natural way of pouring is first to pour water on the head and then on the rest of the group. Not to pour first on the group and then on the head. So Mele, when do we say the Toya Shenoflu Al Reishi Val Rube, Jibulugi Maim Shuvim becomes Tamil Tumor? Only if first the water with the shuvim was poured on his head, and then upon his head. Right. Akiyitu al-reishe val-hube kidak, miktsosen shuvim, miktsosen mei shuvim, oi shenof al-isichi yayin vashu cholof toya, akiyir kulen shuvim. Vahluhu toya vehei tele, is nitmeyu vitimu, harizei mea timani vitimeisi. Rabbi Yishmoel mea, now that's Rabbi Yishmoel. Rabbi Yishmoel holds that when we say that Toya Shenofu al Rechei Val Rubei Gimuluki Mayim Shuvim, so becomes Tomei only if it's Mayim Shuvim Meim Wonofu al Rechei. But if Mayim Shuvim Teilim Wonofu al Rechei Val Rubei, then it doesn't become Tomei. This is Rabbi Shmuel Shem. Rabbi Shmuel Eimeya Hateheire Mitot. If the Mayim Shuvim that were poured al Rechei Val Rubei were Mayim Teilim, so then it doesn't become Tomei. Why? Tikawachei. What Shaya Kawachemer? I mean, this is all Asmachte, because the whole thing is the Kawachemer. So he says, Umayim bimoke, Shoso, Shomashki, Kimayim, Lipsele Sagu, Vishay Serevitz, Loyose Satelim Kitmeim. Because we have Aloche, that's also one of the Chesdomo. So we have Aloche, that if a toy drinks a Revitz of Mashkin Tmeim, so he becomes poor, so with Humo, that's one of the Chesdomo. And it doesn't make any difference what kind of mashkin tmeim the Toya drank. Whether it drank water tmeim or other mashkin, not water. So in other words, the halacha of sheise mashkin tmeim is a major premise. I mean, this is chomo. Why is it major? Because it applies not only to water. It applies to all mashkin, not only to water. So in regard to the major premise, the din of sheise mashkin tmeim that becomes stomach, which is mochomo because it applies to all mashkin, it's not limited to water. So in the major premise we have ikule that only sheise mashkin tmeim is stomach, but sheise mashkin tmeim does not become poslecho b'tumah. So umayim b'mokim shoseh shom mashkin kimayim istagub shisrevis lo oseh atelem kitmeim. So mokim shelo yoso shom mashkin kimayim. So in other words, what's the minor premise? The minor premise is the din of Noflu al Reishi al Rubei Gimulugi. So that only Mayim Shuvim can pass on Lechol B'Tumei. But suppose Meiteres, orange juice of Shuvim that certainly in regard to the minor premise, the Psul of Gimulugi Mayim Shuvim that passes the Grio. So that is my premise, because that applies only to water, not to Ashomashkin. So certainly the Kule that applies to the major premise, namely that only Mashim Tmeim passes the Gvio. So here too, only Mayim Tmeim Shuvim passes the Gvio, but Mayim Tehirim Shuvim does not pass the Gvio. No, so that's an Asmacht, of course. So Heishim, Abyeise Acheruni Mikri Yechiyach, Shal Yoso Beishomashkin Kimayim, ויוסו בין תהירים כתמי הישי רבי על דבר רבי ישראל אחרונה לא יהיה ממרתו במקווה שלא יוסו בייס הציפורי. So there's another girsay, הציפורי תהימה בגוף שיוסו בי הציפורי. Now the Rash explains ציפורי means bubbles, you know, sometimes you get water bubbles. So שלא יוסו בייס הציפורי. So according to that girsay, it appears that if someone will immerse himself in a mikveh, and suppose you don't have memso of the drops of water themselves, but a small fraction of the memso consists of bubbles of the water, so then the mikveh will not be able. So loi shall we also be able to do just that here. Now the Rash starts explaining. Ma boy mitav maslit rabbi shmecheni ki barish barish lo be toyesh lo barish lo be tremi leinu die Bohr eine Probleme zu separat, da kommen sie an die Hand zu haben. Der Bohr nimmt seine Probleme, sie geht.